Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, January 31st, end of the month. We've got grains mixed overnight. Again, a pretty quiet trade as we await any news on the China-U.S. talks going on and the resumption of government reports. So we did have one out this morning, some export sales from back in the week of December 14th to 20th. So we've got March corn down 0.75 cents, 380 and a half. December down 0.5 cents, 403 and a quarter. The exports for that week of the 14th to the 20th, 1.753 million metric tons. That was above the expectations from a month ago of between 1 million and 1.6 metric tons. So good demand there. Just before Christmas in the corn, taking a look at wheat, we got March up 0.5 cents, 517 and a quarter. Kansas City March up 0.25 cents, 502 and a half. We'll see if that 17 and a quarter moving average becomes resistance here, as it had been support for a while as wheat was consolidating in that channel. Export sales for the wheat from the week of December 14th to 20th, 602,000 metric tons. That was at the higher end of the range. Estimates were for between 200 and 600,000. Report out that the Russian wheat stocks have dropped 8 million metric tons from a year ago, down to 21.7 million metric tons. So again, kind of tightening stocks over in Russia. A lot of reports about this. We're still waiting to see any effects of that come across the pond here and move into any possible U.S. exports. Again, as we have noted, this seems to be the freight costs that are the roadblock there. Taking a look at soybeans, we got March up 2 cents at 9.23, November up 1¾ cents at 9.61 and three quarters. Trump had a series of tweets yesterday and today, tweeting out that he is meeting the vice premier in the Oval Office today. Markets, I think, took that as friendly regarding beans, but also tweeted out that there probably will be no deal made until he meets with Premier Xi at some later date, which has not been specified. So, again, that may support the idea, the rumor, the innuendo that that March 1st deadline will be moved down the road a bit as these high-level negotiations continue. In outside markets, we've got the dollar steady, 95.04. We've got crude oil up 45 cents a barrel, 54.68. Stock market down about 100 in pre-opening trade. And we've got gold up $13.70 an ounce at $1,329 an ounce. We have broken out here of a recent range around 1290 and now making kind of 6 to 7 month highs in gold. Export reports from the last couple of months will continue to come out on a staggered basis, and we will keep you up to date on those. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day, and the weather across the Midwest will start to moderate today, getting back to more normal temperatures as we move into Friday. So I hope everyone's safe out there.